Early today, it was announced that Senator Sarah Hanson-Young has been victorious in her defamation case against fellow Senator David Lionhelm. But defamation law has been criticised for encouraging trivial legal disputes about social media posts and for stifling the ability of journalists to report on certain issues. Friday, the State and Territory Attorneys General will discuss the first steps in reforming these laws. But what are the issues with the law as it stands, and what is the focus of reform? Toby Hemmings and Ryan Stanton have this story.
Senator Hanson-Young has plenty to celebrate tonight after being awarded $120,000 in damages after defamatory comments were made against her character by former Senator David Lionhelm. A defamation action is when a person feels that their reputation has been impugned through published material or public statements. The most well-known recent examples of this are Jeffrey Rush and Rebel Wilson, who both received million-dollar payouts when media publications reported allegations against them. Yet it isn't just celebrities who can bring a defamation claim, as Derek Wilding, the co-director for the Centre for Media Transition at UTS, explains.
All of these matters, whether they're celebrities, public figures, or whether they're private individuals, are about personal reputation, and someone who sees that that their reputation has been lowered in the eyes of the people around them. Remedies through the law in this matter are out of balance, and that in fact it's difficult for journalists and publishers to succeed with a number of defences.
What makes the law out of balance is the need for publishers, on the one hand, to prove that the story is true, and on the other hand, the ease for claimants to prove imputations. The result of this is a chilling effect that can in particular impact journalists and their work. On Friday, the State and Territory Attorneys Generals will meet with the Federal Attorney General in order to discuss the first steps in reforming defamation law. New South Wales Attorney General Mark Speakman, speaking to 2GB, had this to say.
Australia generally, and Sydney in particular, is the defamation capital of the world. We have something like 10 times as many lawsuits for defamation in Sydney per head as, say, the UK. What I'll be urging my fellow Attorneys General to do on Friday week is to adopt a range of reforms to bring it into the digital age.
Marcus Strom, the president of Australia's Union for Journalists, the Media, Entertainment and Arts Association, has a clear wish list of what journalists want from these law reforms.
So we want there to be a single publication rule, and that you have to lodge any defamation proceedings within 12 months of that original publication. There's no serious harm threshold at the moment, so there's a lot of trivial cases that are flooding the courts. And we think that there should be a serious harm test. We also want there to be a presumption in favour of trial by jury, because juries, we feel, have common sense. It's really pleasing that a number of these are on the table at Friday's meeting of the Council of Attorneys General, which will be overseen by Christian Porter. That meeting will consider the single publication rule, a new threshold test, and also an improved cap on damages.
Yet it is not just journalists who can be targeted by defamation actions. This is because defamation law has not been updated since 2006, and therefore it doesn't accommodate for social media. Under the law, anyone publishing using Twitter or Facebook is considered a publisher through commenting or their tweets, and therefore can be liable. Derek Wilding explains what this can mean for everyday users.
Well, it can be very tricky for anybody that's using social media, because they can be regarded as a publisher, and that's something that that none of us would have thought about in the past. Cases in which neighbours bring actions against one another or people running one Facebook group against another have involved the actual people that post those comments more so than the digital platform. And so there is certainly a liability there. There's also, when you look at how these cases play out, there's a number of them where someone clearly didn't anticipate that they'd ever end up in court.
So should people just not tweet at all? Is it safer to avoid legal action by just deleting your account? For Derek Wilding, this is an extreme response when online civility will do.
You know, we'd all benefit from just being careful about what we actually say and statements that we make about people that might might not be justified, or they might consider lower their reputation in some ways, because all of us can be publishers in those circumstances. And hopefully in time we'll move away from this environment where Australia is really out of step with other like countries in terms of who can sue and what the results are likely to be.
Derek Wilding, co-director of the Centre for Media Transition at UTS, ending that report from Toby Hemmings and Ryan Stanton.